Eugenics in the Heartland, Compulsory Sterilization on This Moment of Indiana History, presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the exhibit Hoosiers in Hollywood at the Indiana History Center, Indianapolis, demonstrating how Indiana has been well represented in Hollywood. Information at indianahistory.org. One of the darkest chapters in Indiana history ended in 1974 when compulsory sterilization was repealed by the Indiana General Assembly. The term eugenics was coined in 1883 by Francis Galton to suggest the betterment of the human race through social intervention. Scientists and physicians around the world gave credibility and support to the pseudoscientific notion. In a 1902 article, Dr. Harry Sharp glowingly described his experience providing vasectomies to inmates in a Jeffersonville, Indiana reformatory. According to Sharp, the procedure not only improved his subject's physical and psychological constitution, it also benefited society by preventing the propagation of a criminal race. Sharp sterilized as many as 456 men at the institution from 1899 through 1907. The Indiana legislature passed a law on March 9, 1907, that lent Indiana the dubious distinction of being the first place in the world with state-sanctioned sterilization. The law was repealed in 1921, but reinstated in 1928 after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a similar law in Virginia. 30 states had adopted sterilization laws by the early 1930s, and more than 60,000 people were involuntarily sterilized in the United States through the mid-1970s. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.